ധ്യമൂദളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീനൈഷ്ടിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീമതസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. So in the fourth chapter of Bhakti Sutra, Narada spoke about as to how premam or pure love, which is bhakti, that cannot be spoken about. So he said like bhakti is something which cannot be spoken about, and yet like he said it cannot be spoken about, and then he says that like if it cannot be spoken about, then like will it really shine, or does it really exist? If that which cannot be spoken about, does it really exist? That is the one doubt that a person might ask or have. So in the spiritual path, unlike any other path, the goal, like where we don't see the goal, like where we don't know, where the goal cannot be expressed in words, can we really realize it? Is there something called Brahman? So many people will start asking, like, is there something called Brahman? If it is there, then why not? Like, why doesn't it show itself? If it doesn't show, then it is not there. So that is where Vidyaranya says that it is not known. Swayameva anubhutitvad vidyate na anubhavyata jnatrijnanantarabhavat atreyo natu asattaya. It is not because it is asat that Brahman cannot be expressed, cannot be experienced as an object, but it is because there is nothing in the entire world that can objectify Brahman. So Brahman is the subject. Brahman is the substratum. So how can the illusion that is seen in the substratum reveal the substratum? So let's take the example of a snake seen in rope. Can the snake reveal the rope? 100% no. If the snake reveals the rope, there is no snake, there is only rope. So that means adhishthanam, as long as an illusion is seen, adhishthanam cannot be known, cannot be expressed. And if adhishthanam is known, there is nothing else apart from adhishthanam existing. Another reason why, in this case, and with the case of Brahman, Brahman cannot be expressed is because Brahman is one's own self. Brahman is the jnata. Brahman is the drak sakshi drgeva natu drishyate. It is that drak which cannot be seen. It is that seer that cannot be seen. It is the subject of all objects. So it cannot be expressed in words, not because it is asat, not because it is unreal, but it is because it cannot be objectified. But if you ask that, okay, can you give examples of whether there are people who have realized? So Narada says, prakashate kvapi patre. Narada says, definitely prakashate, this premam shines. Prakashate, but kvapi patre, only for very few countable people in the world, they would have experienced this love. So they are rare. So this is also like, so this answers the doubt that is there something like love, true love? Is there something called devotion? Is there something called Brahman? Definitely there are people who have realized. But then like Narada is indirectly answer the question that if there are people who have realized it, then why not everybody realizes it? That is because it shines only for very few people. मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये, यततामपि सिद्धानां कश्चित् मां वेति तत्त्वतः। So, out of thousands of people, very few strive for knowing, strive for love. And out of those striving people, very few hardly realize. So it is like the competitions that we see in the world. So a best example is like maybe my World Cup, Cricket World Cup. So for a World Cup, there will be first round. And in the first round, like knockout round, some places it is called knockout round. So first round, and there will be second round. And after the second round, then there will be quarter final, and then semi final, and then final. So though initially there will be like 16 or 20 or 40 teams participating, at the end it will get limited to just one. So similarly in spirituality as well, many people start in the spiritual path, but as time passes by, only few realize. So this also brings to mind the as to what happened with the Pandavas at the end. So Pandavas decide to go to Himalayas. So when they go to Himalayas, so Yudhishthira and all the other brothers along with Draupadi, they go. And when they are, while they are climbing, so one by one everybody falls off, and finally it's only Yudhishthira who is left behind. So similarly, people start in the spiritual path, but not all starters realize. There are only hardly few who realize. So that's why Ashcharyavat Pashyati Kashchidenam. So there is a shloka in Gita which says that Ashcharyam, it is very rare. So when we meet a spiritual master, so spiritual masters are very rare. That's why when we meet a spiritual person or a spiritual master who has realized Ishvara, we see him like wonderstruck by seeing them. So even the great Swami Vivekananda, who used to be a logician, who used to have strong logic, like strong intellect, always using his intellect, when he saw Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, he surrendered. So when Master Mahashay M used to ask him, then like he used to say, I don't know, like I don't like him, but I don't know why I am being pulled again and again. I don't know why, but like I want to come here again and again. So there are hardly few. And Kathopanishad says that Ashcharyo Vakta, people who try to denote that self, Ashcharyam, so Vakta, speakers of the truth, are very rare. Kushalo Asya Labdha, person who has achieved this is blessed. Indeed, a person who achieves instruction about Brahman, he is blessed. So it's instruction about love. So we are people, blessed people, because we receive instruction about Bhakti Sutras. We are learning Bhakti Sutra. That itself means we are blessed. But out of those blessed receivers, Ashcharyo Nyata Kushala Anushishtaha, after being directed in the proper way, Ashcharyo Nyata, it is like Ashcharyam. It is a miraculous deed, like if a person realizes. So that is the same concept that Narada says here as Prakashate Kvapi Patre. This shines in hardly few people. So though realization is very simple, yet it is not that simple. Like many people get distracted into the world. So the world or Maya. That's why Ishvara Krishna says in Gita that Devi hi esha gunamai mama maya durityaya. This maya iha samsare bahudustare. This maya is very deluding, or very delusive we can say. It is really tough to conquer. Really means very, very tough to conquer. So when a person might think as if like he is about to conquer Maya, if a person will be happy after meeting Amma, oh, I am going to be spiritual. If a person will start in the spiritual path, oh, I am doing dhyanam daily. One hour dhyanam, one hour japam, daily bhajan, and then this, that, everything he'll be doing. But then all of a sudden, something comes up. Official work. When there's a critical project. A hard date. So what happens is I have to finish things in 2 weeks. So slogging in office, have to work late, and I like bring work over the weekend. So I come home, like just have some food and sleep. Early morning again get and go to work. So when a person is so busy with official work, he might think, okay, when I'm going to bed, at least I can remember Ishwara, but while going to bed, only work will come. So in dream, a person will be coding. So when we were used to, when we were in training, in free training times like 5 years back, that used to be the case, like when 5 or 6 years back. So that time, like we used to dream, like when we used to dream, like we used to dream about coding in Java. So because you are doing the same thing for throughout the day, so in sleep also that is what will come. So there will be no time at all for Ishwara. So all of a sudden, person falls off track. Whereas at the same time, a courageous person would say, no, I can't work like this. I want to feed myself. And if he cannot courageously tell his boss that I am not going to work extra, I'm not going to work in 1 minute extra. If a person cannot do, at least he will say, okay, let me try to remember Ishwara while having food. Let me try to remember Ishwara while taking bath. Let me try to remember Ishwara while coding. Well, okay, I'm not able to remember Ishwara. So let me at least do japam while typing. So most of us, Lalita Sahasranama is by heart. So there's no problem in chanting it like while we are working. So often people like whom I know, they say that like Amrita Sudupa Ananda, he daily chants Lalita Sahasranama, though he is one of the key players of Amma's mission, all like Amma, Amrita, like the hospital and many other things, he is in control. So he doesn't get much time, he'll be going here and there, but while walking, while driving, all those times like he'll chant Lalita Sahasranama. So it means there is nothing that prevents us from chanting Lalita Sahasranama while doing work, because we can do that, like we know it by heart. So that which we know by heart, it doesn't take any effort to involve or do that, like while doing other activities. While driving we can chant, while eating we can chant. So remembrance of Ishwara is possible at any point of time. So that's how a sadhaka should try, but trying that or putting that into practice is very tough. So thereby, like maya is very tough to conquer. So we may think like one minute, like we might think that we are progressing quite a lot. One moment we might think that we are advanced in the spiritual path. The very next minute, like Ishwara would put something in front of us, and then everything will fall off. Then we will find that we are struggling in the spiritual path. We are struggling not in the spiritual path. We are struggling to be in the spiritual path. So initially, we would have thought that we are in the spiritual path and we are in the right direction to realize. All of a sudden, something comes up and then we are struggling to be in the spiritual path. So a person is driving to work, he has to drive 1 hour. So he thinks like he starts like around 1.5 hours before, like 9 o'clock he has to be in office. So he starts by 7:30 from his home, thinking that everything is fine. I'm a very good driver, so 1 hour, like 1.5 hours is more than enough for traffic and other things. All of a sudden an accident happens in the road, and as a result of the accident, it gets delayed quite a lot. He has to take a diversion, a longer route, and then finally he struggles to be in office by 9. So he started like thinking that he is well ahead of his schedule of reaching office at 9, but then All of a sudden, when something comes up, he'll not be able to meet his expectation. So if this is the case with worldly activities, worldly goals, then what to speak about spiritual goal? So love is something which is very simple to implement. It might seem to be very simple to implement, but it isn't that simple to implement. It is very tough. So when the situation is not supporting us, when the environment is not conducive, that is when a person will fall off. A person will not be able to even remember Ishvara, at least no love, forget love for Ishvara. Not even remembering Ishvara will happen when the tide is against us. Therefore, what this means is that Devihesha gunamai mama maya duratya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So this maya delusion is very tough to conquer, but person who has surrendered onto Ishvara, he will conquer it very easily. So that means when one door is closed, another door is opened. So we have opportunities. So it is not bhajan, it is not dhyanam, that like we have to close our eyes, sit in a place or sing loudly. So this is just remembrance of Ishvara. Premam is just remembering Ishvara, which can be done at any place, at any time. There is no limitation at all for it. So what is required is the resolution of doing it, the interest to do it. So that is what we should have. So a sadhaka will have or will take up the resolution of remembering Ishvara. So in that case, I have a very tough, like a very tight day today, but then even in meeting he will remember Ishvara. Oh, I don't have to speak. So, oh Ishvara, you are only there. Oh Ishvara, you are only there. Oh Ishvara, you are only there. So even while listening to whatever others are telling, like he'll be chanting it. And from the conference room to his desk is couple of minutes walk. So while walking earlier, he used to chit chat with people and walk. Now after that, he either walks very fast so that he is ahead of other people, or he walks very slow that he walks alone and remembering Ishvara. And during that 2 minutes, he chants 10 namas. So like that, like if we schedule, like we can even chant the entire Lalita Sahasranama in a day. People who say that they don't have time to chant Lalita Sahasranama, like they don't have this real interest. They are not interested. They haven't taken up the resolution for moksha. They are not serious about moksha, because if they are serious, they'll find time in between, like 100 namas at a time, and then another 100, another 10, another 50. They'll be able to chant the entire Lalita Sahasranama throughout a day. Even dhyanam can be done. So after like coming from the conference, of course, if it is a conference or meeting, like people take tea break after that, or people take like few minutes to get back to their desk. So immediately the person can go to his desk and just sit with folded feet, or like with his legs folded in Sukhasana, and immediately close his eyes and then do dhyanam for 2 minutes. It's very much possible. So reducing the time to eat food. So lunch time is 1 hour. Generally people, like it will take hardly 10 minutes, but people will go to the canteen and like with a set of people, like a group, a gang, project party or other things, project lunch, many places as they term it. And then like they will chit chat about all the useless things in the world, about what Obama is doing, like how will it help the economy, how Citigroup is doing. All those doesn't matter at all for us. What does it matter if the economy becomes better? Or at least, like, what is the point of, okay, economy, if the economy becomes better, it is good for us. But what is the point of speaking about it? Speaking about it, will it change economy? Criticizing Obama, will it change Obama? trying to understand Citibank. Will it give us any money, or like will it help Citibank? No, not at all. It's just like time passing or killing time. So rather than that, like me having lunch at our desk, or like having lunch for 10 minutes and then the rest 20 minutes sitting for dhyana. Of course, in those cases, like people might look at us, people might see us, and then they may ask, okay, what are you doing? So at that time, we should be bold to say, like, it is lunchtime. I'm doing like what I think is right. You have no right. Oh, it is just dhyanam. Like, and just ignore. If we can't be bold enough, just ignore. So many times, like, we don't have that attitude. So if we have a photo of a ma, and like somebody is looking at it, immediately we will say, oh, nothing, no, oh, he's nobody, oh, she's nobody. Like we'll say, oh, forget it, like let's talk about a movie. So we will divert the person's attention. So that means such people are cowards. So we should openly follow like what we have to follow. That doesn't mean we have to go shouting about Amma. No, just means that we should not change ourselves for others. So just because others are looking at us doesn't mean we shouldn't do dhyanam. Just because others are watching us listening to Amma's bhajan doesn't mean like we should stop listening to Amma's bhajan. So we have time in the entire world. So we can find time for each and everything. So for love, at least we have to start. So since we are in the spiritual path, all such testing situations will arise. At that time, rather than forgetting Ishvara, we should try to remember Ishvara more, put more effort, try to find out loopholes. Like even a lawyer will find any loophole, like even though person might have killed, but still he'll find out some or the other way of coming out of it. So plead guilty, or like say that the person is mad. All those ways, like loopholes are always there. Similarly, like there are loopholes with respect to remembering Ishvara while doing our worldly activities as well. So that is what we should do. And like if we try to do that, then that will give us eternal bliss. That will make us one of the few people in the world who have experienced premam, who have experienced pure love. So it is just a question of whether we want it or whether we don't want it. So it just requires a deep interest and the resolution that I am going to do this. If that is there, definitely we will be able to find out some or the other way of remembering Ishvara. So may Amma bless us so that like we may be able to become one of the few people who realize Ishvara and ever rejoicing in bliss in this very birth itself. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.